Someone called Carmel has written and said, I work at Disneyland. Guess what they say? Mickey Mouse yeah. job that.
Mickey Mouse job that. Absolutely, yeah. Write that down, Ernest. Stop.
And here is
every time Jessica does.
Yeah. People whose names are just mean something else. From Michael Slay. S-L-E-I-G-H. Michael Slay.
Michael Slay?
Michael Slay.
Yeah.
His girlfriend is called Carol. She was born Christmas Day.
Michael Slay and Carol.
And they're going to call their son Robert. They really are. For Bob Slay.
Really?
Yes.
Bob Slay is their very first name that sounds like something. It doesn't have to be amusing.
No, we just
like that one. It doesn't have to be amusing.
But it'll get on the air if it is.
Exactly, yeah. But all we want is your name sounds like something. And similarly to the jobs, people say to you, like Mr. Smoke Too Much. Remember Mr. Smoke Too Much?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you better cut down a little bit.
Sorry?
I'm sorry. Your name Smoke Too Much. Oh, it never occurred to me before. Yes, I see. I'd better cut down a little bit. But if your name sounds like a word, a day of the week, a piece of wood, anything, not your fault, but if you say it quick enough, it doesn't have to exactly match it. Say it quick enough, it sounds like something. My name sounds like something. Is that explained, do you think? 0500 110 100 will do that. Alice has got a nose buried in a fax. What's that, Alice? Let's bring Alice's fax up next. Okay.
Unfortunately, that really won't answer. I work in a shop. When I check notes for watermarks, people always say, it's all right, I've just made it.
Oh, yeah, when you check, that's right. Yes, when you check, that's a very good one. In a bank, in a bank, when they hold the note, well, not in a bank, but in a pub, they hold the notes up and go, it's all right, I've just made it. Yes, you do, you can't help it. You do that.
It's the law, you've got to say that.
In the same way as you go, oh, outside the wolves pen at the zoo.
You know. Here's an interesting occupation for Chris in Metal Mesh. He manufactures and installs cages for security and safety applications.
Yeah.
And while he's, so they put up mesh.
Come on,
and these are the standard comments, all right? What time does the bananas, peanuts, monkeys, animals arrive?
Yeah,
Who are they going to lock up in there then?
Yeah.
And have you got any spare panels for my rabbits?
Who are they going to lock up in there then? Yeah, I can say
that.
Yeah, that's what we want. I mean, only you can help us.
The word here is inane, isn't it? Inane comments.
And people think they're so clever when they say them. Yeah. You work for British Rail, I'm sure every time somebody buys a return ticket and you say where to, and they can't wait to say, back here, you fool.
Yes, thank you very much indeed.
And you laugh along with it. What was you saying? Come around to the mic here, someone who's just mooched in off the street. You saying,
It's mooched in from the early 70s, by the look of it.
This is, of course, the retro contemporary Zeitgeist look. Come forward to that microphone. Who are you?
I'm Ben from...
It's Ben from Barking, by the way. Yeah. And Ben...
Ben, good.
Literally, just mooched in off the street. And what was the one you said?
Oh, I was at TFI, and we foolishly said to the girl standing behind us when we were sitting on the sofa, because where's the drinks then?
Where's the drinks then, you said to her?
Yeah.
They remember the audience as well, and they were on the sofas there, and he said, I said, where's the drinks then? Like it was a little party in the front room. What did they do?
She just
looked at you, yeah.